Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Yesterday morning, Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD received human rights activist Peter Stoidner, who was imprisoned in Turkey last year. During the meeting, Stoidner thanked Müller for his support in his efforts to make his release possible. Stoidner had spent more than 100 days in Turkish detention and was accused of supporting terrorist organizations. He described the imprisonment as having, quote, nightmare-like traits, which would also be experienced by others who are wrongly imprisoned in Turkey. Müller, who had publicly advocated Stoidner's release from prison on several occasions, also appealed to Turkey to quickly put an end to what he states is an inhumane and inhuman practice, strictly contrary to human rights and European values. He demanded that journalist Deniz Yücel and all others who are being detained in Turkish prisons for no reason be released immediately. Journalist Yücel has been incarcerated for 11 months. Education Senator Sandra Siris of the SPD wants to strengthen the subject of political education at secondary schools. The Educational Administration announced on Wednesday that it will become a graded subject, and the demand is coming from the students. According to the State School Students Committee, political education is currently insufficiently taught. Senator Siris emphasized that strengthening the subject will make a valuable contribution to democracy education, particularly in regard to anti-democratic developments worldwide. She also considers it immensely important that the students are informed about how they can get involved in democracy and how they could counteract when it is politically threatened. In September, Berlin Briefing reported on a human trafficking case in Brandenburg, where police stopped a truck containing 51 refugees being transported under inhumane conditions. The 34 adults and 17 children came from Iraq and Syria. Starting February 20th, the Turkish driver of this truck will face the consequences of his actions in court. He is said to have started his journey 2 days before the discovery, and investigators assume that the route led from Romania via Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Poland to Germany. The public prosecutor's office accuses the 46-year-old defendant of human trafficking and has said the driver made another trip to Germany 1 month earlier in August of 2017. This case is also being handled by the prosecution. According to police data, the driver is said to be part of a gang of traffickers. The music shop Musikhaus Bading in Neukölln is expected to reopen in late summer. On New Year's Eve, unknown people deliberately set fire to the shop with fireworks. The owner's family has decided not to give up the business on Karl Marx Strasse. The daughter of the owner stated that the sympathy and solidarity shown from people all across Berlin was one of the decisive factors in making their decision. After the fire, supporters placed flowers and countless colorful notes with encouraging messages at the front door of the shop. District Mayor Franziska Giffey of the SPD paid a visit offering her full support, and crowdfunding campaigns were started to raise money for repairs. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.